Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Shadarel. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk about Jews and the diaspora. Many Jewish people live outside of Israel, and we'd like to understand this phenomena. And what do we feel as people that live here in Israel towards them? Yael, please. Yeah. In the world, there are about 14.5 million Jews, a bit more than 6 million live here in Israel, a bit less live in the United States, and the rest are dispersed around the world in different Jewish communities. We feel that they're a part of us. We feel that all of us are connected in some way. Judaism sees the Jews in the diaspora as partners in the establishment of the State of Israel, even though that they don't live here. On the one hand, we're very close to them. On the other hand, mentally, we're very different. And we'd like to understand on this show, who are the Jews of the diaspora? What's the connection between us? We feel that we have to protect them to some extent. They feel that they have to protect us to some extent. We both keep our homeland. There's some kind of a connection here that we'd like to understand. And what is our role towards them? What is their role towards us? And especially at the end of the day, how do we build the right kind of connection between us? And I'd maybe like to start with the difference between those that immigrate from Israel and the Jews in the diaspora. The Jews that immigrate from Israel, we know them, we went together to the army, to the university, and one day they get up, pack their things, and leave. But we don't really know who the Jews in the diaspora are. I have this distant memory. When I was about 12, I went with my parents to the United States. My aunt lived there, and her husband had a big Jewish family there. And this was my first meeting with the Jews of the United States, and I felt a very big difference between how we lived here in Israel, how they lived there. We thought differently. There was a girl there my age. We could barely communicate, but there was some kind of a connection. We celebrated the same holidays, family meals, so there was something that connected us, but also something that really distanced us from one another. So what's the difference between those that immigrate from Israel and the Jews that live in the diaspora? How would you characterize the Jews in the diaspora? I relate to all these things a bit differently than you do. You're starting with what's the difference between these and those and what's the connection and so on. Meaning, on the social level, on the human level, even on the personal and family level, I'm not looking at that. What I see is there's this kind of animal in front of me called a human being. This animal is operated by nature A and B by the environment. Two factors that operate, activate a person: nature and the environment. A person's nature is the will to enjoy everything, including everything. Where here you have the matter of a habit, which becomes a second nature, meaning it's possible that I enjoy very strange things that an ordinary person wouldn't think of, and I became accustomed to, and maybe to someone from the outside it seems that I'm suffering, but I need these things that seem as suffering because I'm used to them. It also happens this way. And therefore, when I look at a person, first of all, I look at two things. He's the will to receive. There's nothing to say about that. That's obvious. He has different habits that also became a second nature. And I have to study these habits. And besides the habits, there's the environment that influences a person. If I'm here, I live here in Israel, and it's the atmosphere here in Israel, that there's a lot of pressure, different kinds of pressure. There's also something that pressures me, but differently. If here it comes from these directions, then there it comes from those directions. The opposite. So, you can't compare a person that lives here with a person that lives there. They don't understand each other. They can talk about how do the kids get along, about health, because we're talking on the animate level. But a bit more than that, these are different concepts, different values, desires, yearnings, relations, and so on. Where else can we feel that we're alike, that we're connected? Around the holidays, traditional food on Saturdays, or something that our grandma used to make, which is a habit. They have the same habit, we have the same habit, and so we can talk about these mutual points. But there aren't many of them. My relations with the environment and their relations with the environment, which is the main thing, are different. Can you define the difference between the two? That over time, we lose our connection to the point where soon we'll see no connection between the Jews that live here and Jews that live in the diaspora, that they're the part of the same nation or something. Because the religious connection in most cases disappeared already, meaning that they become less and less religious. Yeah, so the religious connection is gone, so we can't meet in the synagogue. We don't have something mutual. We don't have the habits and the rules of the Shabbat. Our sons won't go to the same yeshiva and so on. But we're reaching a state where a person can barely remember that he's Jewish if he's living overseas, abroad. I met many such people. I remember I talked to the chief psychologist of New York, a young fellow, he was maybe 45, and we're talking and everything, and I call Chaim Ratz, my interpreter. Chaim, come here a second, I want to ask you something. And he says, Chaim, that's my middle name. He has a few names. So his middle name is also Chaim. He doesn't look like a Jew or anything. He says, I'm also Chaim. He remembered. And that's how it is. Also, his wife later came. She was Asian. So, what I want to say is that if in the past we were connected through religion, today, no more. If we're connected because we have mutual enemies, then it's possible, but today it relatively no longer exists, and nowadays a Jew can hide that he's Jewish. Even though that we know that it's a problem and you can't hide forever. Therefore, a Jew or Jews in the diaspora, I'd say that they mingle with special audiences. They have their circles with the nations of the world that they mingle with, and besides that, also the circles of the Jews that they mingle with. They want to keep their identity to some extent. They want to get married somehow amongst themselves in order to influence the children. I also lived for 30-something years among the nations of the world. I know this mentality. And later on I saw it also in France and in the United States. It's the same mentality. It's a wonder. Jews from the United States and Russia and England and France, there's something similar about the Jews. What's similar? It's something that they can't completely conceal or get rid of. It's a kind of a special attitude towards the family, the children. A special care for them. I don't know how else to describe it, but it's a special care for the family and children. Why is this a common Jewish denominator? That because it has to do with the Jewish character that comes from spirituality, that they're concerned with their root, with their future root, that they feel subconsciously, so they care for the continuity of the generation. Yeah. The connection between the parents and the children and the grandchildren is much deeper and stronger than among the nations of the world. And as a society, times are changing so quickly now, taking on multifaceted different forms, shapes, even counter ones. So I can't say that there is a clear tendency here. But in part of the cases, Jews do everything that they can in order to conceal their Jewishness. And in part of the cases, they won't do it. And then they move from place to place, change something, but nonetheless, in order to remain Jewish. Jews in the diaspora, also today, can't exactly say the Jews of the diaspora, that suddenly there are thousands of people that move from France to Israel, and thousands of people from France move to the United States, or Jews from Russia go to live in the United States or in Israel. It's, you know, everything's on the move, kind of. And therefore, there's no such real concept as the Jews of the diaspora. But they're in between states. It's a liquid state. I'd say that we can correct all of this, that eventually, first of all, we have to reach all the Jews, as Bala Sulam writes in the introduction to the Book of Zohar, and we have to explain what their destiny is and how can we reach it. Do you think that Jews and the diaspora, individual Jews, Jewish communities, have a role? And if so, what is it? Yes, they have a role. I'd say that they have the same role as ours, those who live here in Israel, which is what? To be light unto the nations. They have no role towards themselves. This is what I want to say, first of all. The Jewish nation did not, does not, and will not exist for itself. It is a nation that comes to serve the nations of the world. How? By showing them the plan of creation, the direction, the goal, and to accompany them towards it. The goal being what? The revelation of the Creator. The Creator being what? The force of love and bestowal, for it to appear among all the nations. The people of Israel have to bring the world to this state. As the shepherds, they have to take this flock, which is all of humanity, and bring them to this state, to the state of revelation of love and bestowal among everyone. Yes. And until then, everyone will hate them because they're functioning incorrectly regarding what they're expected to do. So, their role of instilling love and bestowal to the nations, you regarded as being light onto the nations. Yeah. And you're saying that there's no difference between the Jews that live in Israel and those that live abroad, and that their role is to bring love and bestowal to all people. Yeah. But still we see that there are Jews that live in Israel and outside of Israel. Jews that live outside of Israel. They probably have some kind of role, right? Suppose we're both Jews, right? I'm an Israeli, and he lives in the United States. We're both Jews, yes. We both have to be light on to the nations, yes. We both have to introduce love and bestowal to the world, yes. But still, he lives there, and I live here. Does he have a certain role towards me here, towards Israel? A mutual role, to be connected with all the Jews around the world as much as possible, in order for us to have the correct force in order to bestow upon the nations of the world and bring them to adhesion with the Creator. We're shepherds. Imagine you have 7 billion sheep. 7 billion. And you, meaning the nation, the people of Israel, have to take these sheep and bring them to the goal, lead them there. This is your role. And until you take the rope and start bringing them to the goal, they'll hate you, and they'll say that you're out of place, you're not doing what you should be doing, and you're harming them. Okay, that goes for all Jews in the world. Right. Let's focus on Jews that live in the diaspora. How are they related to this? This is something that all Jews have to do? Yes. Now, a Jew that lives outside of Israel, what's the emphasis there? He's not living in Israel. Doesn't matter. He has to know the plan, study the plan, he has to be connected with the rest of the Jews, and from this connection with the rest of the Jews, they have to become one head. Israel means lirosh, meaning I have a head. And then the Jews that are connected all around the world that are called Israel have to connect the body called the nations of the world to this head and bring this general entity, which is the head being Israel and the nations being the body, to adhesion with the Creator. So maybe it's good that the Jews are dispersed all around the world because there is this Jewish network all around the world that can perform their role. And it's much easier to perform the role towards the nations when you're a part of them, when you live among them, than when you're disconnected and you live here. You're saying that living in Israel, we have so many problems that they disconnect us from the main thing that we have to do, which is tend for the nations of the world. I'm saying that maybe the Jews in the diaspora, they also have a role, that they're dispersed this way on purpose. Right. It's not necessarily that a Jew that lives here in Israel, he is the fittest for the correction of the world. A Jew, wherever he is, he also has to carry out the very same role. Okay, Jews around the world hear what you're saying now. First of all, they have to belong to our organization, because besides our organization, no other organization talks about it or cares for it. But we're the ones that have to arrange it. And a Jew is he who joins us. And then when that person is drawn to connection and to connect the entire world with the upper force, with the Creator, then he's called a Jew, and then he comes to that. And there will be those from the nations of the world that will come and join this very task, and they will also be called Jews in Israel. And what does it say about the connection that we have to establish between Israel and... Let's put it differently. Today, we feel committed towards the Jews in the diaspora, and the Jews in the diaspora feel committed to the land of Israel. Unless we're talking about our destiny, about the final goal and its realization, then what are we talking about? Because we had mutual forefathers. Because once we had some common grandmother. What are we talking about here? So yeah, the French all around the world care for France, that if something happens in France, then they're related to it. But that's on the corporeal level, on the animate level. Here we're talking about a spiritual goal that we yet have to realize, and it connects us in a completely different way. It's not in memory of Abraham, our patriarch, but it's for the sake of the future, for carrying out our role. The Creator is forcing us. We're obligated to the nations of the world. We're connected to them, to Him. We're the transition in between the two. That's the connection. Meaning that there's work ahead of us. It's not for the sake of the past, that we used to dance the same dances, and we had the same folk music, and we ate the same food on Sabbath. And even now that it no longer exists, it somehow reminds us about where we came from. Incorrect. That's something that we have to do in the future. And it's not like brothers that meet after 50 years, and then they recall how it was at mom's place. It's not meant for that. It's in order to reach a connection for the sake of the future, for a future role. If I understand what you're saying, then regardless where you are, if you're a Jew, what connects you to the rest of the Jews of the world is some future state that you have to reach. What is that state? Every Jew in the world will have to connect with the rest of the Jews, either in a good and nice way out of his own free choice, or under the blows, in order to realize his role together with them, being the shepherd for all of humanity. To lead humanity where? To lead humanity to contact and adhesion with the Creator. Can you explain that? The Creator meaning where everyone's connected by ties of mutual love. What do you mean by everyone? Everyone, including everyone. All the Jews, all the nations of the world, all the people, all the people. The Jews exist only in order to realize this role. Otherwise, they wouldn't exist. What's the connection between the mutual love between people and connection with the Creator? It's one and the same. Meaning, the Creator is a quality that becomes revealed in the connection between people. That's why it's called Bore, Creator. In Hebrew, coming from the words Bo Ure, come and see. So the future state of Jews is that they're all interconnected regardless of where they live, and then they realize their role, which is to instill mutual love among all people, to the point that the upper force is revealed among them. The upper force being what? The Creator. And what is this force by essence? The force of the stolen love. Okay, so now this is the common future of all Jews. Not the common future, but the role of all Jews towards the rest of humanity. Yeah. Regardless whether they understand or don't, they live or don't live in Israel, this is the future state. Yes. Okay, so what we have now is Jews that live in Israel, and we have Jews that live abroad. Now, regarding that future picture, that future role, what should be the relationship between the Jews that live in Israel and the Jews that live abroad in the diaspora? First of all, the Jews here in Israel, because they live in a small place, under threat, under pressure, and so on, they are more ready for connection. And therefore, we, as the organization that is working within the land of Israel, and this is why we're here, in the land of Israel and not in Switzerland or some other place. First of all, we have to work towards the Jews that live here in Israel. This is regarding the Bnei Baruch organization. Yes. Now, in addition to that, we also have to work with the Jews overseas and to publicize among them the knowledge of the future picture that you depicted. Yes. And about our role, that we have to connect in order to become the shepherd to those sheep. And then they won't shout at us that we're causing harm in the world, because we'll lead them to good. And then what kind of relationship will there be between the Jews in the diaspora and the Jews here in Israel? They'll all come here? No, not at all. The land of Israel will spread to the entire world. What kind of relations will there be between the Jews in the diaspora and the Jews in Israel? Everyone is working to bring humanity to connection with the Creator. I don't exactly understand. We, as an organization, are activating all the Jews all over the world, meaning we activate them in order for them to connect, to unite. And from within the connection between all of the Jews of the world, we lead the process. And from this connection, we instill the integral education to the rest of humanity, and by this build a network of connection, bestowal, and love, in which the Creator becomes revealed, and we reach the general and final correction, which is what? The force of love and bestowal that is disclosed to everyone, tying everyone together to become as one man in one heart, and the Creator together with us, and then the world reaches a state where Israel, Oraita, and Kuchabrichu are one, meaning Israel, the Torah, and the Creator are one, because everyone reaches the degree of Israel and the Torah, which is the upper light, the force of love and bestowal that becomes revealed, and the Creator dwells within it. Again, what is the final correct state? All of us. All the Jewish people? All the people in the world become as one desire. And as a result of all of these small desires starting to connect in mutual love, it all turns into one big desire of bestowal and love, in which the upper light, called the Creator, is revealed, and then He and His name are one. The desire and the light are as one. And by that, the world will reach the desired correction. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.